In today's other headlines, the Texas House of Representatives this afternoon released a damning nearly 80-page investigative report detailing the inaction of hundreds of officers on the scene of the mass shooting at Uvalde Elementary School, where a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers. The report cites, quote, systemic failures creating chaos that lasted more than an hour, while nearly 400 officers on the scene simply waited. This time-lapse video from ABC affiliate KVIEW shows numerous officers crouched and waiting with long rifles drawn to approach the gunman for nearly 80 minutes. To date, only one officer from the scene that day has been placed on leave. President Biden is disputing a Saudi account of his meeting this week with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Returning to the White House just after midnight from his trip to the Middle East, the president was asked about a top Saudi diplomat who denied ever hearing Biden confront MBS about his role in the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Here's President Biden speaking to reporters earlier.
The Saudi foreign minister says he didn't hear you accuse the Crown Prince of Khashoggi's murder. Is he telling the truth?
No.
And in Ukraine today, President Volodymyr Zelensky removed two high-level officials, alleging that multiple people working for them were acting against the country's interests. And meantime, in the city of Vinnytsia, a four-year-old killed by a missile strike earlier this week was laid to rest. Mourners surrounded the casket, adorned with stuffed animals. Thursday's attack killed at least 24 civilians and wounded hundreds of others. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, the long-term economic impact of the Supreme Court eliminating the constitutional right to an abortion. And our weekend briefing, we discuss the latest from the January 6th committee and look ahead to this week's primetime hearing.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.